Welcome back to another channel 9 video on accelerators, and we're back with Ruben Krippner. And in this video, we're going to talk about portal accelerators. So Ruben, why don't you give us a brief history of what the portal accelerators are and what you're working on right now?
Okay. So portals as a concept, we invested in heavily during the first wave of the accelerators in 2008-2009. Mm-hmm. And we focused on three key scenarios as far as those portals were concerned. First one was around e-service, and that's the concept of my company wants to offer a self-service portal to my customers, so those customers can then log on securely. They can raise service cases, they can see updates in service cases, they can upload documents, they can search the knowledge base. They can go and schedule services, so it exposes CRM's service scheduling out to the web. Mm-hmm. And they can do a number of other sort of functions in that regard. Yep. The next one that we did was event management and the portal side of that accelerator. So the whole accelerator was about how an organization can use our marketing capabilities to manage events. Now, one of the things that we added as part of that accelerator is a web portal that allows you to manage web registration. So in an outbound campaign, I might go and send some emails out to people who we want to invite. There's a link in that, and they can then click on that, which will then take them to a registration form. And the third one was partner relationship management. So this was about, I'm an organization. I have a network of partners who I co-sell or sell my products and services through. And so we wanted a partner portal that would allow our organization and those partners to collaborate and interact and exchange information about sales opportunities and so forth. So those were the three ones that we released. They were built on a framework on ASP.NET web controls. And we gave a sample portal that was built on an ASP.NET starter kit. And it allowed you to fairly rapidly spin up a reasonably functionally rich portal that interacted in with the CRM system at the back end. Now, as far as there was a few aspects of the architecture, one, it was metadata driven, so you could go and configure the form structure and so on. As far as the membership management, so that secure authentication of web customers logging onto the portal, we used ASP.NET membership. Now, obviously, once we get into the world of Azure, once we get into the world of CRM Online, we don't have those that flexibility. So that was one of the reasons why we wanted to invest further. Second one was that we wanted to invest further around just giving that power of choice. So as you're aware, Microsoft has invested heavily and is providing the Azure services and cloud services platform to do all kinds of things. We wanted to allow our customers and partners to take advantage of that, to take advantage of the scalability and simplicity of managing all kinds of, in this case, portal infrastructure. And we also wanted to provide an option that worked in with our CRM Online platform and customer base so that they're able to take advantage of these sorts of things as well. So there were a couple of those sorts of investments. And so what we've come up with, so we've been working in with one of our ISVs. It's a partner out of Canada called ADX Studio. And we've been working very closely in terms of how we go and build this set of capabilities out. So what we wanted to do was the new set of portal accelerators, same functionality. We've got some improvements on the previous version, but we wanted that power of choice in terms of how you could deploy it. And in order to do that, we also wanted to modernize or refresh the programming model that you can use to build out these portals or any kind of web application that needs to work with the CRM API. So we've been delivering, as part of this project, a new CRM SDK that will have a bunch of developer tools, and we've got another video on that shortly after this one, so we won't talk about that too much. And we've also got the capabilities around rapidly spinning up these portals and providing, again, a number of controls that allow you to, through .NET, extend these portals, but also gives the business a lot of configurability with those portals. So I think that side of it architecturally is a refresh. On top of that, we're now, rather than using ASP.NET membership, we're actually using Windows Live as the authentication mechanism for our customers to get onto our portal. And we're also, on top of that, we're providing some content management capabilities as part of the portal investment. And what I mean by that is the previous round of accelerators we delivered as static ASP.NET pages that housed ASP.NET user controls. We've still got some of those constructs of user controls, but now this new portal framework uses CRM as a data store for content. So I can actually WYSIWYG go in and edit my portal pages in a very rich way, change the content, and that content actually gets stored in CRM as long as also in addition to the transactional information that's going on.
So your CRM essentially becomes your back-end store for everything the portal is front-end for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's important to also, surface this to say, we're not looking to build a content management solution here. What we're looking at is for the set of pages that you need to deploy to your portal that you want that functionality for allowing our end customers to interact with CRM and exchange that information. We want to make that as flexible as possible. What we haven't set out is to say, yeah, you could use this infrastructure to run, AmericanAirlines.com or something like that. We look to technologies like SharePoint and so on for those sorts of things. But for these capabilities to allow a business to actually determine what content they want and give them very simple editing tools to do that is incredibly powerful once you get that deployed.
Fantastic. So it sounds like it's a fundamental change. It's a re-engineering of the whole portal accelerator.
Yep.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we built on a lot of the data models and so on that we deployed in the first generation portal accelerators. Mm-hmm. So for those that have deployed it, you don't have to worry about, this completely breaking it. Okay. We've just modernized some of the pieces, but the underlying data structure is the same. So if you've been using Event Management 1.0, 2.0 is going to be the same structure. It's just how you can actually deploy that, how readily you can customize it, that's going to be a big improvement. So
that's a relief to hear.
Yeah. So we were very conscious about doing that. One other thing that I also wanted to add in was on the customization side or the configuration of the portal forms. Obviously, in the first version, we had a dedicated settings area. It was very flexible. You could go in and configure the forms and so on. What we've done this time round is we've used standard CRM customization tools to allow you to configure the forms. So it means now that I can go and use standard CRM views or standard CRM tabs on forms to define what I want my portal form to look like. So it's one less tool that I need to worry about using in order to configure the user experience on that portal. So lots of lessons learned and improvements and enhancements on first version. But again, lots of same functionality with some more improvements. And the overall product, the overall solution has matured quite a deal since our first release.
Fantastic. So looks like you have a lot to show now. Can we have a look?
Absolutely. Let's go show you a demo.
Great. So what you're looking at here is, in fact, the introduction to the customer portal. So what we've done in the next release is we've actually somewhat combined some of this portal functionality together, right? So lots of organizations told us that event management as well as e-service and lead capture were all things that they wanted to do in one sort of customer portal. So we've now got the concept of a blank portal. So if you want to do your own customization, you can do that, and there's nothing actually out of box. We've also got the customer portal that combines e-service, event management, and web to lead. And then we've got a partner portal that provides e-service, event management, web to lead, and the partner-specific functionality of PRM. So what I'm going to do, first of all, is show you the customer portal. And this is essentially the basic on what we've actually got here. So fairly, you know, similar sets of headings and things that you're used to from V1. You know, you can do all kinds of things pretty easily within this portal. Let's get into some of the specific functionality. The first one is that we've now got a new authentication mechanism. So I mentioned Windows Live ID. So the idea is that I can go in and the user can sign in. Let's just go have a quick look at CRM and show how that actually hangs together. So in this case, I've got a contact record. And within that contact record, obviously, we want to store a bunch of information there. But you'll also see the process to actually go and invite someone to the portal has been vastly simplified. So all I need to do is click Create Invitation Code, and it's going to go and actually generate a unique code that then gets passed. As soon as I run the necessary workflow, it will pass that to a URL where that customer can then sign up with their Windows Live ID, and it will associate their Windows Live ID in with their contact record in CRM.
So this is very similar to how you would add somebody in CRM Online, for instance.
That's correct. The invitation model is very, very similar. And the idea is, so this one's actually been enabled. That's the actual invitation code that you see there. And then we've got this logon enabled, and then there's various other constructs around various invitation codes, how often that invitation code is valid for, and so on. So lots of emphasis around the security model as well. So once that's actually done, when the contact, so let's go, let's just close that down for a second. When the contact actually logs onto the portal, so in this case I'm logging on under a particular Live ID, it actually now obviously links Ruben Krippner in with the contact record in CRM, and then allows certain things to happen. So the first thing that customer can do, they can go in and manage their own contact information. And again, we've got the same sorts of things in terms of account and contact level permissions on what I can actually modify. A couple of other things that we've added in, and this is very, very cool, is that person can actually subscribe to a marketing list. So what this functionality does is it exposes any of the marketing lists that organization has actually got set up, such that if I tick that and update that, it will automatically enroll that contact directly into the marketing list. So it enables me to go and keep various people up to date with announcements as they need to be informed.
Of course, users are in control of their privacy because it's the profile that they have set up.
Absolutely. So all of the end user privileges, or not privileges, but preferences about communication are all honored through this portal system. So it's a lovely tying together between an external audience and an internal application. So here's the event management piece. So again, we've now tidied up the calendaring and how that's actually presented. So you can actually nominate events that are featured now, and they'll appear on that splash page. But I can also go and see things like upcoming events. I can see any past events, you know, so that's pretty useful. Now, from a filtering perspective, the user can also actually go and navigate, and it will tell me which of the particular events are in a particular month and highlight the dates. So it makes it very easy now for me to go and actually find the events in the calendar that matter to me. So that's the event management. Let's have a look at the service side of things. So I can go and schedule a new service. And again, same construct as in the original. I can nominate the dates. I can now nominate a time zone that I want, then click Find Available Times, and I can then pick the relevant time that matters to me, schedule that service, and it will go and create a service activity in CRM, and a workflow will then inform me that that's been scheduled. When we actually ship this, you'll also be able to go and cancel services that you've scheduled via the website as well. I can go in and I can actually create cases. And again, this form here is configurable through the configuration of standard CRM. So that's pretty useful. I can still upload documents and so forth. And then obviously the knowledge base, so the ability to actually go and search the knowledge base. It then brings back those articles that have been exposed for knowledge base search on the web. And I can drill into that and then go and email that article to myself or others. So very, very useful, very, very powerful. The final piece is we've also got web to lead. So I can actually fill in this information. It will go and create a lead record within CRM, and I can then use that for my normal marketing or sales purposes. So let's have one more quick look at one of the detailed pieces, the content management. This is a big step forward for us. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to, first of all, go back to the portal, and I'm going to sign out there. And what I want to do is I want to enable this person to have actually editing rights on this portal. So I'm going to go into their contact record. And we've got this concept of web roles, and web roles govern what someone on the portal can see and do. So I'm going to go into web roles. I'm going to add in a web role that's been defined. And in this case, for the customer portal, the administrator role has been defined. So I go OK on that. So that's now been triggered. Let's go back and actually sign back into the portal using the same account, but now I've got administrative rights. And you'll now see that when I actually hover over things, I can actually go and do things like editing and so forth. So let's say that I was responsible for managing the content on the site. I can go edit, and it will bring up an editing interface, full rich text, full HTML editing that I can then go and edit, maybe add bold and italic, all of that sort of stuff. Maybe I want to embed pictures or video. If I want to, I can look at the HTML syntax if I'm an HTML developer. So there's a lot of flexibility here on how I can actually, structure the content on the site. Once I'm happy with that, all I do is save that. And now that's now rendered. That content is actually stored in CRM, and it makes it very simple for me to edit.
Wow, so this is not just self-service functionality for the end users, but it's self-service functionality for the administrators of the portal and all that.
Absolutely. Now let's take it one step further, and you're going, that's kind of useful and kind of cool, but let's say I want to add whole new pages into it. So I can go in, I can add a new child page, and it's going to go and ask me for a name. So I might call this, Ruben. I can nominate when I want that to be available. And there's also the concept of page templates. So I'm going to take a standard page. I'm going to save that. And there's my page. So I can go in and edit that information. So, the content goes here. And save that. And again, all this is doing is it's writing that data back to CRM. And the portal is reading that from CRM.
Now, if I want to have additional tabs and change the layout of the site, is there something that I can do?
Absolutely. Well, let's have a look at the tabs and I'll show you. So let's say that I want to plumb in this Ruben page into the main navigation. So I click on edit on the navigation. I add in a new link in here. And I'm going to call that Ruben. And the page that I'm going to pick from is the page that I just set up called Ruben. Save that. And once I save that, the navigation is now structured for me. So when it refreshes, there's that tab with that page. And I can, keep working on that. So you can set up all kinds of hierarchies. So you can have child page on child page and so forth. You can edit the navigation as you need to. This is incredibly powerful, Girish, in terms of how I can rapidly change the portal. It allows the web developers to focus more on what they need to, which is the plumbing it into the infrastructure, and let the business decide what they want. Now, in terms of branding and so on, it's all style sheets. I can go and define my own master pages if I want to using Visual Studio. So it's a real collaboration between a business user and a developer in order to rapidly deliver a portal that works with CRM.
Right, so you have a generic portal that defines, for a customer, if they want to brand and customize for specific scenarios, I can go ahead and do that. And where does this content all live?
Okay, so let me show you that. So within CRM, we've now got this content management section of the application. So things like websites, so I can manage multiple websites within here. So you'll see there's my customer portal. So if I drill into the customer portal, I'll see that I've actually got things like there's my web pages that make up the web pages for that particular portal, and there's that Reuben page that you saw before. I've got my page templates that render the exact ASPX pages that we're going to use as page templates. And then I've got all kinds of other things. I can define the web roles that I want. I can define individual content snippets, so those are the text values or the HTML that we're actually storing. All of that structural information, if I also look at site markers or site settings, this is where all of my style sheet values can appear as well. So it's very simple for me to go and brand and change these sites as I need to.
Of course, as I mentioned earlier, I can have the portal running anywhere, be it on premises, and then move to Azure or back and forth and have Sierra manage all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is great. This is great. It's just great functionality, and it's unbelievable that they're giving this free of cost. Tell me when and where I can get it.
Fantastic. So, as you say, Gareth, we're incredibly excited about the possibilities for this. These portal accelerators are going to be available on CodePlex, so the same location. So that's codeplex.com/CRM accelerators. The underlying infrastructure, that is the developer tools and everything that I've done to actually put these together, will actually be incorporated into the CRM SDK. And all of that is going to be released in and around the service update for CRM Online. But again, this functionality and these capabilities are applicable to online, on-premise, or our partner hosted. And the deployment model for the portals can be Azure or on-premise web service. So lots of capabilities here, and we really look forward to feedback and our customers and partners getting in using this technology.
Thanks, Robert, and we'll see you again on another Sound Online video.
Great. Thank you very much.